I would like to mention three things before I focus on the words with the Shva Noim. First, it is very important that you pronounce Hashem's name properly. Most people I hear at the Amud as a Shliach Tzibur do not say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name properly. You must say the Ah and the Doi or Do with a Cholam and Noi. Many people do not say that Cholam on the Dalet. They say Adi, Adi. You must say the Ah, Doi or Do and then the Noi. If you do not do that, you did not say Hashem's name, and that is extremely important. In the bracha of Melech Oyhev Tzedakah Umishpat, many people substitute a Yud for the He and say Melech Oyev Chas V'Sholom. Our God is not a Melech Oyev, He is a Melech Oyhev Tzedakah Umishpat. And also notice that I said Binyan Olam. Other Siddurim have Binyan Olam. In Tanakh, this word only comes in the form of Binyan and not in the Smichus. Reb Shapsi Sofer writes that the reason we should say Binyan is because the Pshat is not Binyan Shel Olam, where the Yud could have a Patach. But the Pshat is Binyan Shehu Kayom La'olam, and the word Binyan is not in a Smichus form. And the ones who say Binyan hold that it is in a Smichus form. I will now begin with words with a Shavona. Noifelim, Soimeich Noifelim. Me'itecha, choneinu, me'itecha. V'kor reveinu, malkeinu, v'kor reveinu. V'sabeinu, v'sabeinu, mituvah. Don't lose the ayin of v'sabeinu. V'kabetzeinu, v'kabetzeinu yachad. Hoshiva shoifeteinu, shoifeteinu. Kivat techila, v'yoyatzeinu, kivat techila. Levadecha, ato Hashem, levadecha. V'tzadkeinu, v'tzadkeinu, v'tzedek uv'mishpat. Oyevei, v'chol oyevei amecha. Oyevim, shoiver oyevim, umachnia zeidim. Soifereihem, v'alpleitas beis soifereihem. Haboitechim, l'chol haboitechim b'shimcha be'emes. Irecha, v'lirushalayim irecha brachamim toshuv. Lishu'osecha, kivinu kol hayoim. Umillefonecha, umillefonecha malkeinu reikom al tishivenu. Bishuvecha, bishuvecha l'tziyoin berachamim. Hamesurim, al chayenu hamesurim biyodecha. Hapekudois, hapekudois loch. Shebechol, shebechol yoim imonu. Vahamirachem, vahamirachem kiloi samu chasodecha. Vihallelu vivorechu, vivorechu. Borechenu vabirocha hamishuleshes. Again, borechenu vabirocha hamishuleshes. Hakisuva batoiro hakisuva. Borechenu, Borechenu avinu. Livorechenu, v'toiv yehiyeh ve'einecha livorechenu. Hamivorech, hamivorech es amo Yisrael b'shalom. V'hachoyshevim, v'hachoyshevim olai lira'o. Milifonecha, yehi ratzoin milifonecha. Irecha, B'nei Irecha Yased Beisecha Yechol Letzun Lama'an Yechol Letzun Yeminecha Hoshia Yeminecha Va'orreva Va'orreva Lashem Minchas Yehuda Virushalayim. Now I will answer some questions. Question. In Mashiv HaRuach Umayrid HaGeshem, is the word Geshem or Goshem? This question is asked very often. There are two opinions. The ones who say Goshem is because words with two segarlim change to a komatz at the end of a pasuk or at a major hefsek. Geshem turns to Goshem, just like kesef becomes kosef, and beged becomes boged, and lechem becomes lochem. Those who say geshem, with two segarlim, geshem, explain that the phrase mashiv haruach umayid hageshem is inserted and is not at the end of a pasuk. It is not the end of a phrase. It is a continuous statement. Mashiv haruach umorid hageshem mechalkel chayim b'chesed mechaye meisim b'rachamim rabim, etc. The meaning, geshem and goshem, are the same. But if you say geshem, it should sound continuous into mechalkel. And if you say goshem, there should be a slight hefsek. Before the next question, I would like to point out the psukim of Ki moichel v'soileach oto, Ki kel melech ne'emon v'rachamon oto, and Ki goel chazok oto. In the Siddur of Reb Shapsi Soifer, these words oto are written ato. It is to be said ato and not ota, with the accent at the end of the word. The words do not change from ato to ota. They do not change from ato to ota. The only one that has ota, legitimately, is the actual pasuk from Yirmiyahu Yudzayin Yudalid that states, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei rofei, Hoshi'enu v'nivasheya, ki sehilaseinu, ota. Only there is it ota, because that is the actual pasuk that comes at the end of a pasuk. The ota is at the end of the pasuk. The others do not change. Follow your minhag. Also, in the phrase, Mi chamoicha ba'al gvurois. Do not leave out the ayin. Otherwise, the meaning will be ba'al gvurois, which means lacking in strength. And you certainly do not want to say that. Also, be careful to say bina. Umlamed le'enosh bina. The emphasis on the nun. Bina means understanding and insight. Bina, with the accent on the beis, means a command, a lashon tzivui, as in Tehillim, Bina hagigi, understand my thoughts, understand my utterances. Also, the word is pronounced v'riva rivenu, milra v'riva rivenu, not Veriva, as in some prints. There are also two shitais in saying the words Vahachazirenu bishuva and Baruch Ata Hashem Haroitze bishuva, or Vahachazirenu vishuva and Baruch Ata Hashem Haroitze vishuva. Those who say that you must pause by Vahachazirenu say bishuva. Those who say that there is no pause say vishuva. Question. In Moedim, is the word she'ato or sho'ato. If you recall, I pronounce the word sho'ato. Well, the answer, of course, is sho'ato, the same as in sho'ato in vi'al horishonim vi'al ho'acharonim. This word appears only once in Tanakh, and the word there is sho'ato, by Gid'ayin, in Shoftim Vav, Pasuk Yud Zayin, v'yosisa li'ois sho'ato midaber imi. Question. Also in Moedim, how are the two words chalu and samu pronounced? Are they pronounced differently? The answer is, as I had pronounced it, chalu is milera on the lamed, samu is milael on the suf. Chalu is from the shorish chof lamed hay, a lamed hay verb, and that's why it is milera. Samu is from the shorish tuf mem mem, a kafulim verb, and therefore it is milael. The lamed hay verb chalu is with a komatz, and the kafulim verb comes with a patach, samu. All right, I will conclude now with the following point. In the pasuk Elokai, Nitzor l'shoyni meira, usfasai midaber mirmo, my God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking falsehood. The word here, midaber, means from speaking. Guard my tongue from speaking. If pronounced midaber with a shiva, it means is speaking. There is one place in the Torah where midaber is written, and it does not mean from speaking. And that is in the last pasuk of Parshas Nosoi, where the pasuk states, Vayishma es hakoil midaber elov. When Moshe arrived at the Oel Moed, he heard a voice communicating with him. Rashi explains that here it means kamoi misdaber, speaking with himself, a word in Binyan Hispael. This implies that midaber beinoi uvein atzmoi, Hashem communicates to himself, u'moshe shoymeya me'elov, and Moshe would hear on his own without being addressed directly. Therefore, when you say this word, say it correctly and have in mind the correct Perush Hamilois. We will end the shiur now. Next time I will give the shiur on Hallel.